Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. Now, I have a few small, beautiful crystals that I use for protection and for clearing, and they're pieces that I chose just sort of without really consciously knowing what type they were or what they were officially for, but they spoke to me and I brought them home. And I know that in my knowledge of crystals, I'm just scratching the surface. There's so much to learn. So I've invited Susan Mavity to join me today. She'll talk about the healing powers of crystals and about an exciting new way of working with crystals as broadcasters of high vibration energy. Are you ready to meet her? Susan Mavity is a mother, grandmother, author, and alchemist. More than 20 years ago, a life-threatening allergic reaction led her to the discovery that her soul's origin is in the angelic kingdom. Susan acts as a bridge and a gateway for knowledge and encodements from that realm to Earth. She's a co-weaver of the crystalline harmonics community, creating sprays, salts, and elemental blessings to bring focus and healing to these troubled times. You can find out more about Susan and her work at guideyourspirit.weebly.com. Susan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Good afternoon, Karen. Thank you so much for your invitation. I always love having a conversation with you. It just brings me so much joy and the ability just to be able to share about crystals just makes my heart happy.
Oh my gosh. Well, what is it that got you so interested? What introduced you to crystals?
Well, I truly believe our earth was seeded with, you know, the most amazing vibrational tools, crystals and flower essence and herbs and vegetables. You know, we were given all the tools to heal ourselves. And crystals happen to be one of the most particular ones that I enjoy the most. They definitely caught my eye early on. I've been working with them for over 20 years. My first crystal class, how to work with them, just took me on this amazing path. And the story I always tell is once you start connecting with them, it comes to be a little bit of an addiction because you walk by a beautiful crystal and they say, "Hey, take me home." So I tell my kids and my family that please don't sell my crystals for what I told you I paid for them. Because if everyone really knew what they cost, they would lock me up. For me, crystals have provided such a wonderful healing tool in my own particular life. 20 years ago, I had an allergic reaction to an antibiotic, and crystals were a part of that healing, being able to make elixirs, use them in chakra healings, use them in my meditations, to help bring all those healing tools into my life were definitely a component of my recovery.
Why are they so powerful? What makes them so powerful? I mean, I have, like, I'm sitting here in my office. I have a tennis ball in front of me that my son drew happy face on and big googly eyes and stuff. And that makes me smile. But a tennis ball doesn't have the same healing qualities that a crystal does. What is it that makes them so powerful? They're alive, aren't they?
They are. Just as flowers, you know, just as herbs, all those elements are alive. They have their own particular vibrational frequency. They connect within our consciousness and within our body's cellular structure. They are made up of water. Our physical bodies are made up of water. They have that ability to communicate within that consciousness, within our cellular structure. They can help us with intention. Be able to move emotional blocks. They can help boost the immune system on that physical level. Emotional, they can help calm us, like rose quartz is one of my most favorite healing tools, just to bring me to center and peace, along with a nice little piece of blue lace agate. Blue lace agate brings in that divine energy And when I find myself on the emotional edge, ready to jump off the cliff, I find my rose quartz and my blue lace agate, and I put them in the palm of my hand, and I just sit and meditate with them. I intentionally ask them to help bring those calming elements into my physical field.
How do you know what crystal is right for what thing? Or does it matter? Like if I had rose quartz and I used it for, I'm for more energy, or I use, is that wrong? Would it not work for that?
The only crystal that can work for any intention that you set is a clear quartz crystal.
Ah.
So each quartz has its own vibrational property. So for instance, if I'm looking to help detox my physical body, I would not choose a rose quartz, because we know vibrational property of rose quartz is to bring calm and peace and self-love. So each individual crystal has its own unique vibration and patterns that it brings with it in its own healing. So it's important to know the properties of your crystals. Intuitively, you can choose a crystal, and that is actually my favorite way, to walk into a crystal store and say, what crystal do I need to work with today? What will physically, emotionally, or spiritually support me today? And I'll walk around the store and just wait for one of them to catch my eye, or hear them talking, or say, hey, pick me, pick me. So there's many different ways you can use oracle cards. There's a beautiful crystalline deck that has all the crystals. You can choose one of those decks and shuffle the cards and pull a card out and ask what crystal you need to work with. So by working with the different properties, finding an amazing book of crystals. One of that's your favorite, Judy Hall, comes to mind. She's one of my favorite books to choose from. She lists all the properties. And sometimes I use that as an oracle book. I open it and spread through the pages and ask what crystal needs to work with me today.
So in this time of just wild change, are there certain crystals that come to mind just from your long experience and wisdom that listeners should have with them, or might want to invite the vibration of that crystal into their field to help them deal with some of the stress and anxiety and kind of madness happening right now?
Absolutely. Depending on, what at the moment, because it seems all of us are being shifted in the moment to different aspects of what's going on in the inside of us and what's going on in the outside world. A lapis would be one of my first choices. Lapis helps us bring clarity and life to our vision. And so to me, this time of great reset is about getting clear about our vision. What is our heart and soul calling us to do in this moment, in this time? What can we do to bring change into our lives to really allow us to live the life that we truly dream of? Snowflake obsidian would be another one. It helps us transform outdated patterns. We are so leaving the old world and the old way of doing things. We were thrust into this place with no choice, no ease and grace. We are here in this different time. Snowflake obsidian will help create that bridge to transformation, help us let go of the old that no longer resonates with us, so we can create a new foundation moving forward. Blue lace agate, as I mentioned, and rose quartz for peace and calm. Carry them in your pockets. The wonderful thing about crystals is you can take them with you in your pockets. They're in my car. They're out in my yard. You can create an altar, a bowl of crystals to help set that frequency. You can do chakra healing and place those crystals around you to help support you. So those would be my suggestions. And also black tourmaline and shungite have become my favorites for protection. With all the negativity that's being released, Gaia, within our hearts, within our souls, shungite as well for EMF protection. So many of us are now working from home in front of our computers, working more with electronics. So black tourmaline and shungite would be great mainstays for this time. And always please remember to rinse your crystals or cleanse them every day that you use them. They take on those emotions that we're trying to let go. They become heavy and toxic. So we want to rinse them under water. We want to sage them. We want to put them in sea salt and then allow them to be renewed. And we always need to remember to claim an intention for them. What would we like them to do for us? That is also very important to connect into our higher self and into our consciousness.
So it sounds like for you and what you're recommending is a daily practice of setting intention, working with the crystals, and then clearing the crystals. Is that right?
Absolutely. That would be the perfect thing to do each day.
For people like, I don't know, me, who haven't been clearing their crystals every day, what happens when you don't do that?
They become stagnant with energy, just like we do when negativity builds up. We create blocks within our physical body when all that stuff is stored. So it's just a good thing. If you're not working with them every day, once a week to sage, to cleanse them would be good if they're out. Like I have several crystals that sit out throughout my home on my end tables and my altar. I sage those once a week. But if I am intently working with a crystal every day, it is important just to release that energy for that particular crystal. Otherwise, it becomes ineffective. It stops working for you.
Now, you've said that as we are shifting in this present moment, big shift, there's a kind of a discovery, a new way of working with crystals as broadcasters. And I'm wondering, I'm fascinated by this, and I don't think I know what it means. What does it mean?
It was discovered in 1921 that crystals could be used to send out frequencies. The first crystal oscillator was developed by Walter Caddy. They began to use these crystal oscillators for sonar in World War I. And now we know that quartz is in our watches and our computers, and it improves radio frequency. So clear quartz is the only crystal that is known to produce a frequency, sending out signals. So as I was working and moving along, and you know my passion for crystals, I received an email one day that asked me to join this crystal broadcast group. I'm like, oh, I'm all about it. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't read the email. Signed myself up. Anything about crystals, I'm in. So as I began to discover what this crystal broadcaster group did, this amazing, beautiful woman named Sharon Maynard created this crystal broadcasting group. She, working with her guides, put together this crystal broadcast program. Knowing that the foundation, that quartz can be this broadcasting tool, that is another way to help get out the frequency of love, of good values, return them back to our consciousness. So she created this procedure or daily ritual or monthly ritual, actually, by going back and looking at values, love and hope, respect, oneness. Each month, she creates a glyph with a numerical frequency to it. She sends that out to all of us broadcasters. And we then take a natural stones, six natural stones just from the backyard, put them in a circle. We put her glyph with her numerical code in the center. And we put two quartz crystals in the center to broadcast that frequency of what the value of that month is. We also connect an affirmation to it or a reality statement. And I believe this reality statement is more powerful than an affirmation. For instance, one month it was all children are born into families founded on the expression of our divine nature. Children are grounded from childhood with the love of maternal mentoring. So that frequency for the whole month was broadcast out into the world. So I got excited and started doing this every month. I started working with the glyph in particular. And as I sat and meditated with the glyph and the energy that it was broadcasting, the crystals began to speak to me about creating a new way to broadcast, that not everyone was doing this, but the way that we could get it into everyone's homes would be through a different medium, which would be a spray or a salt.
So if the quartz crystals are broadcasters, and if someone is setting the intention, and then that intention is amplified by all of us focusing on the same intent, all children are born into loving homes and grounded, what is the responsibility of the people setting the intentions? I think what I'm asking is, anytime there's a broadcast, right, you've got to have content, you've got to set kind of the, what's the direction you want to go in, it to go in, you want to set the frequency for that broadcast. How do you decide what message will be broadcast? And it sounds like the crystals pick up on the intention of the broadcast from the person you're mentioning who's setting it up with the glyphs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It goes back to 2012. There was a group of women who created the Women's Grassroots Movement, and they declared all values that they wanted to bring back to this world that we had lost, such as respect and love and honoring of each other and oneness. So Sharon chooses, there's over 100 of these different values that can be broadcast back into the world. One about sovereignty and our own protection, broadcasting that frequency out about being a sovereign being. One of the other ones was self-love, the connection to the divine, becoming that ancient healer and listening to the wisdom within yourself. So as that person who receives that glyph and that encomium each month, they find their own spiritual way of acknowledging, recognizing, honoring, and using energy work or however their process is to send this out into the world. And then that glyph and that healing circle sits out wherever it's put. Some people put it outside. Some people put it on their altars. Some people put it in their living rooms. So that frequency broadcasts out all month long. As the holder of that frequency, it's our responsibility to make sure that area is cleansed and that the broadcast is pure and light and stays in a divine purpose.
I love that, like the people who tend the flame that never goes out. Right? I love that idea of people all over the world tending that space and holding that clear intention. Listeners, if you've listened to this show before, you know I'm a big believer in the power of collective intention to make change. If this question is too silly, tell me to take a hike, okay? If the crystals are broadcasters and we can imprint them with our intentions, is it possible for someone to set a less than positive intention and use the crystal to amplify that, or would it not work?
I believe in the greater good, that there's always those angels, there's always those beings watching out for that. But yes, the possibility is that someone could set a negative intention. Do I believe that there's a greater power that would be able to minimize that and not allow that to be let out into the world? But we know that they have used radio frequencies to use mind control, throughout the ages, all the way back into the 1900s, frequency has been used in a destructive way. Many talk about 5G coming onto the world, using those frequencies at a higher level without studies knowing that they could impact our health. So yes, that there are ways that people use frequency in a destructive way, but I always pray and I always hope that there's a greater power that makes sure that is impacts the collective in a minor way.
You're listening to Out of the Fog. I'm talking with Susan Mavity about crystalline harmonics and crystals, working with crystals as healers and as broadcasters. You can find out more about Susan and her work at guideyourspirit.com. Weebly.com. So you said that taking that kind of that energy, the purity of that collective intention, the power of the broadcast, that you create sprays and salts and elixirs that are based on those properties. So what does crystalline harmonics mean?
As I was sitting with the glyphs and the energies and broadcasting out, they kept using the word harmony, that we can use crystals to bring more harmony into this world. And so the connection, and I asked what they would like to be called, what would be a good name to represent what they do. And crystalline harmonics came through. Mm-hmm. It was about bringing harmony into our collective worlds again, replacing all that has been in this past so that we can create a new future.
And so as you have created these products, what's the process for that? I admit, now you and I have spoken before, probably over many years. I imagine you living in kind of like a tall tower with little bottles and things glinting in the sunshine on the windowsill. And I don't know, maybe there's a cat curled up in the corner and just crystals and light and joy everywhere. But you're a real person living in a real situation. So how do you clear and cleanse your space and then bring the energy of the crystals into the products that you create?
Well, that's actually very funny because they are all over my house.
Wait, there's no turret? You don't even have a turret? Darn it.
I wish. They are so spread out. They're in every room. They're in the kitchen. They're in the living room. They're in the altar space. So when I go to create a spray or salts, I have to cleanse the whole house. Take my sage stick and I go through the whole house. I find a nice quiet spot. Sharon sends me this amazing glyph with these numerical codes. And I sit with that energy and I sit in, I do have a room where all my essential oils, I have a wall of essential oils. I have herbs in there as well, different herbs, different hydrosols. And so I sit in there and meditate and I ask, okay, which one wants to work with this particular frequency? Which oil matches the vibration? What are we sending out? What is the glyph's intention? So I start pulling things down and just kind of tune in and listen. And then I go to my essential oil books and I go to my crystal books and I look up the frequencies and I look up the properties to make sure that whatever is going in this spray or this salt truly matches that intention. Sometimes I pick certain oils that I think are for perfect fit. And when I get in and muscle test and use the pendulum, they're like, nope. Does not match. So sometimes I throw my left brain in, but most of it is all intuitive work and research into herbs and things. So I know, like say we're working with pets this month, bringing a spray to help our pets with this energy shift. So I will go and research safe essential oils and things like that that work with pets, cats and dogs. Find those things that really resonate with them, then I will pull those into the glyph and see which ones need to be brought forth into the world.
Wow. So for listeners who want to learn more about the Crystal Broadcast Group or about any of your work, where should they go? What should they do?
Well, we're always looking for, as a co-weaver, Sharon amazingly hired or brought me on to be a co-weaver to expand our work as crystal broadcasters. And so we're trying to get someone in each state across the United States and overseas as well. So can you imagine the power if we had a crystal broadcaster in each of the 50 states and around the world? How we can shift the energy towards a better world. So they can go to my website, guideyourspirit.weebly.com. I believe there's a link to the Crystal Broadcast Group there, or they can go to the sacredgroundcollective.org and they will find the Crystal Broadcast Program there as well with all the glyphs and the information. And there's a PDF worksheet, a booklet that teaches you how to work with the circles and how to become a broadcaster.
Wow. Susan, our time has gone so fast. Thank you for being on the show. It's always good to talk to you. I'm a little bummed about that turret thing, but you never know. That might someday.
Yes, it's on my wish list.
Thank you so much. That is Susan Mavity. You can find out more about Susan and her work on her website at guideyourspirit.weebly.com. You can click on the products link there on that page and see some of those products that she is creating in her turret. And you are always welcome over at karenhager.com. That's a wonderful place for you to find information about upcoming classes and events. You can even book a private session with me if you're so inclined. And if you're interested in my own experiment in the power of collective intention to change our world, please check out openpeacefulheart.com for information about a monthly guided meditation circle where we open our hearts to peace in our hearts and peace in the world. That's at openpeacefulheart.com. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.